I'm Dan Hughes in the Softball Corner. Are you thinking about buying a new bat? Is there one out there that makes your mouth water? It looks so gorgeous, the graphics are great, and it will definitely raise your batting average, eliminate your foul outs, and make you a more powerful hitter, right? Well, it's your money, do with it what you want, but unless you're playing in an unrestricted league, the only thing a new bat is likely to help is your attitude. If your league is unrestricted, you're using an ultra. I know of no new bats that outhit an ultra, so that's that on that topic. For ASA leagues, there's a legal performance limit. The ball cannot come off the bat at more than 98 miles per hour. If the ball comes off the bat faster, that bat is illegal. That's all there is to it. There's no legal way around it. And what that means is that a newly released bat, no matter how pretty it is not allowed to hit the ball farther than the 98 mile per hour bats you're already using. Now, improvements can be made in terms of a larger sweet spot, or a balancing point that fits you better, or more robust construction techniques and materials that will make the bat last longer. And most of the new bats are now ABI bats, already broken in, so you don't have to put several hundred swings on them before they perform their best. But the bottom line is that the 98 mile per hour bat you use now, assuming it's broken in, will hit the ball just as far as that brand new 98 mile per hour bat you want so bad. So we get new bats and everybody wants to try them out and they swear they hit better than the old bats and this new bat is unbelievable and this other one is the best this guy has ever swung, but they are still 98 mile per hour bats. And they don't hit the ball any farther than all the 98 mile per hour bats that are already out there, so what is going on here? What can you possibly gain by buying that new 98 mile per hour bat? Are we that susceptible to hype? Are we taken in by clever marketing? Or am I missing something? Here's what one fan had to say when I posed this question on a softball discussion board. Bat companies aren't doing anything drastically different than they have done for years, which is selling us what we want, or what we think we want. Let's face it, all of us to some extent want to believe that the next bat we buy is the second coming of an original, insert the name of your favorite old bat here. When in reality, the bat industry as a whole has succeeded in producing mass quantities of similarity and convinced us with the help of some ingenious paint schemes that one is better than the other. As far as I can see, the only person for whom a new bat will be better than the old is the person who was unable to break in his old bat. He didn't put in enough time hitting with it, or he didn't have the strength to hit the ball hard enough to break in the bat. There is one more factor to consider, let's be fair, and that is the placebo effect. Doctors know that if you think the medicine is going to work, it will often work even if there is no physiological reason that it should. On the average, 1 out of 3 people are helped by medicine they think will work, even if that medicine is actually just a sugar pill. The mind can be a powerful thing. So maybe if you are that 1 person in 3, you will hit better with a new bat, even though its physical specifications are the same as your old bat. And hey, you're going to look a lot better standing at the plate with that spiffy new bat, right? And for some guys, that's the main thing. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website at slowpitchbook.com for more about softball. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.